direction that he would have us to go today. Our sermon message is entitled today, Never Too Old to Learn. Never too old to learn. If you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us, if you will, to the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 25. Lord willing, for just the next few moments, we want to be able to look at the first 10 verses of Psalms chapter 25. In our message that is entitled today, Never Too Old to Learn. Psalms 25, beginning in verse number 1. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in the truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions, according to the mercy. Remember me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as kept his covenant and his testimonies. Oh, dear friends, when the Holy Spirit led us to this passage of Scripture, the Lord began to remind me of David and the life that David lived. When you look here at Psalms 25 and you see the psalmist pouring out his heart, David is desiring to let all know that he had enemies, that he had problems, and those problems that he had was very great. When I began to focus upon this, I began to realize through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that the central theme in these first 10 verses is about being taught. If you look there, you will see that David would repeat the word teach several times. Why did he do that? He began to live a life desiring to be guided by God and to be taught by God in the ways of life. For you see, dear friends, the Holy Spirit has a desire to teach you and to lead you and to guide you and direct you. We today ask the Lord to bless us, and sometimes when he blesses us, we let it go at that. But we're to remember the goodness of God and to remember that God, the ultimate educator, has a desire to bless us and to help us and to grow us. You say, why is that so important in the day and time in which it is that we live? I tell you today, friends, your woes, your problems, your hardships that God delivers you from are testimonies that can be used greatly in the world that's around us. David here sought the guidance of God in the very presence of his enemies. You say, Brother Lynn, have a desire for that. You can have that today if you will do this very thing. You might say, what is that? Ask the Lord to forgive you and to help you and to raise you to the point that you can be taught. You see, dear friends, David said, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift my soul. What's he doing? He's praising God. He's thanking God. He's giving praise and honor to God. Because David would expound this thought, I trust in thee. You see, dear friends, when you have a woe, when you have a problem, when the hardships seem so very heavy, what do? You put your faith and your trust in the deliverer and the one who blesses us, who is always willing to help us, has a desire to instill in us what it is that we need to be able to face the trials and the tribulations of life. If you today are not growing in the faith, there's a problem, because the Lord Jesus Christ has a desire to bless you and to help you to be able to overcome the pitfalls of life, and to remember how that he has a desire not only to bless you and to help you, but to bring to you, praise God, what you need. When you look at David's word, David says this, oh, show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Oh, I thought about that a great deal as we walk down this highway of life. I'm thankful today that the Lord Jesus Christ will give you and give me the discernment that we need to be able to face the challenges of life. You say, Brother Lynn, life's hard. Oh, yes, it is hard. But the Lord God Almighty has a desire to take you to school. He has a desire to educate you. He has a desire to place in your life all the attributes that's needed so that you can live a life that's pleasing to him. I know you got problems. I know you got worries. I know you got woes. But praise be to God. The Bible teaches us that greater he that is within us than he that's in the world. Oh, aren't you glad of that today? Oh, I am. You see, friends, I got guidance. I got deliverance. I got help in times of woes and trouble. In me, through me, and about me, through God Almighty. David said, notice what he would say. Lead me in thy truth. And teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Oh, you see, dear friend, David knew that his enemies are great. There was things in his life, just as there's things in our life, that's just too big for us. But remember where you were, and praise God where the Lord would have you to be. Have a desire in your heart to be taught. Have a desire in your life to absorb the goodness of God so that you can be bless and praise his name, be a blessing to others. Oh, you don't have to be a theologian or a biblical scholar to be educated in the ways of God. The Lord Jesus Christ has a desire today to teach you, to lead you, to guide you, and to direct you, and to grow you in the ways that's pleasing to God. Is life easy? No. No, friends. Life is very hard. You say, Brother Lynn, I need to get to the point in my life where that God can have his way with me. Oh, I tell you, David, like you and I, are a work in progress. What did David have to do? He has to do what we have to do. We have to be meek. Now I know, as Satan says, that meekness is weakness. But I tell you today, that's a lie straight out of the pit of hell. Meekness is when one humbles themselves before the very God that we love and allow the Lord, God Almighty, to have His way in our lives. To be meek, to humble oneself, to come before the throne of grace, to allow God Almighty to shower us with blessing and to bring to us all that we need in our life to be able to triumph over the pitfalls of life brings about an educational experience that goes beyond all explanation. How many of you have been delivered? How many of you have grown into faith? How many of you had the Lord Jesus Christ reached down and lifted up from the very quagmire of sin? How many of you have faced the challenges of life and not known how it would turn out? And the Lord God Almighty not only blessed you and delivered you, but praise God, helped you. If we can see it, if we can embrace it, God wants us to apply it to our lives, to educate us, to bring us, praise God, what we need. Life is hard. Life is very difficult. If you're here with us today and you ain't facing challenges or hardship, praise be to God. But before you may get in your car and head home, tragedy may come. Hardship may arrive. I'm thankful that I know, praise God, I know who I can take it to. I'm glad today that I have a divine educator that will consult with me, who will bless me. Praise His name. He'll help me. And He helps us, and He blesses us. Praise God, to be a help to others. I lift my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Psalms 121 expounds the goodness and the wonders and the mercies and the love of God. Never too old to learn. Some of us may be educators. Many of us may have a lot in way of intellect. Many of us may have a lot in way of schooling and training. But I can tell you today, dear friends, with all of that being good, it pales in comparison to the teaching and the word and the doctrine and the desire that God has for us all. God wants to take us to school. God wants to help us. God wants us to take this divine textbook of His living word and read it and study it and apply it and implement it and remember all that He so graciously gives because that He loves us. Look at Psalms 27 and verse 11. It says, "Teach me Thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies." What David is saying, I got problems. I got enemies. I got foes. And you do too. For the Bible teaches us that the old devil, the old adversary who walked about seeking whom that he may devour, has a desire to bring havoc and to bring pain and suffering to your life. Oh, praise His glorious name. I don't know much, but I do know this. I can take it to God. This is what David was praising his Lord for. David prayed for deliverance from the woes and the hardships that life was piling up upon him. All the while, David didn't want to just be blessed and forget it. David had a desire to be blessed and to learn from it, that God could instill in his heart what he needed to be able to bring praise, bring honor, and bring glory to the Lord. David said, "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path." That word plain means smooth. David had a desire to have some smooth sailing in his life despite the hardships that he faced. And he could, and we can, being educated by the Lord. I don't know about you, but I need him. I need him. Not just some of the time, but praise God, all of the time. You see, David was not one that desired to be blessed and then go to rest. David had a desire to be blessed and take that blessing and apply it to his life and to see how that God delivered him and why that he delivered him and how that through that deliverance could bless his life and enhance it in ways that would bring the Lord glory. Lord, Lord knows that if we're not bringing him honor, praise, and glory, we're failing miserably. David understood in verses 9 and 10 of Psalms 25, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as kept his covenant and his testimonies. David is saying that the humble he will guide, those who will surrender and commit, those he will teach, those he will lift up to rise to the occasion so that they can be strong and vibrant in this world of hellish conditions and sin. But I can tell you this, a God-fearing, Bible-believing, Spirit-driven person is rising above all this anguish and pain of life. You say, does it rain on the just, on the unjust? Yes, it does. But listen, if you know Jesus Christ, there's something that separates you from that world. You see, I've got a friend in a high place. I've got one who sticks closer than a brother. I have one that not only has forgiven me, but praise God, he saved me and gave to me a blessed assurance that I have peace in my heart. That's who I rely on. Now listen, we've taken classes and there's a lot of self-help books and there's a lot of workshops that one can do, but there is nothing that can compare to the education that the good Lord can give. And you're never too old to learn. Never, never, never are you too old to learn. As Brother Robert sang, time has made a change in me. I pray that time has made a change in you in a wonderful way. I pray that time had not only blessed you, but has enhanced you to be closer and stronger for the cause of Christ. David would say, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth. To such is kept his covenant and his testimonies. What's he saying? Oh, he's saying that the paths of the Lord is kindness. It is revealing. It is to those and for those who is willing to walk a walk and talk a talk that the Holy Spirit would have one to do to bring about the law of God in one's heart and grow in leaps and bounds to share your testimony with the world that's around us. If God does not see, if God does not see growth in you and I, there's a problem in our lives. You see, dear friends, I feel today, even though I'm not a giant for Jesus, I feel though today I'm a little bit closer than I was 5 years ago. I feel I might know just a little bit more than I did 10 years ago. I know that I, like you, are a growth in progress. Here, David, a mature man, a king, a man of pompous, a man of splendor, a man of wealth, a man of power. He's still with all the attributes of life at his disposal. David still seen the need to be taught by God. Listen, there used to be things in my life that used to shipwreck me at a drop of a hat, and I would drop it myself. But over the years, through the teaching of God's Word, the application of God's sweet desire, He's grown me. I'm not arrived. I still desire to grow. I'm not too old to learn. I want God not only to bless me, but to help me to be a blessing for others. And I tell you today, if God has delivered you, if God has blessed you, if God has helped you, bring Him honor, bring Him praise, and bring Him glory, and thank Him, and know that God has done this to remind you of His goodness so that you can remind others. David praised God. David was not just delivered from his foes. He was not just delivered from bears and lions and giants, but David was delivered from the spiritual anguish and pain that life brought to his life. And I tell you today, if you are willing, you can be able to, by God, to be delivered in the midst of pain. You see, the Bible teaches us in Proverbs chapter 3, in verses 5 and 6, listen to this. You're never too old to learn. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. And what will He do? And He shall direct thy path. You see, what God desired for David is what God desires for me and all of you, to lead us and to guide us and direct us down life's way, allowing the Holy Spirit to bring His information, to bring His knowledge, to bring all that we need in our lives so that we can be productive people of faith. The worries and the woes that you have, do these suppress you to the point that you're no good to yourself and you're no good to the Lord? Do the worries and the woes of your life bring you so low that you're spiritually in decline? You say, Brother Lynn, I feel that way sometimes. Sometimes I find myself in a spiritual pit. I sometimes find myself in a place that seems as though there's no hope. Well, dear friends, I remember this same man named David, this same man who wrote Psalms 25. He tells us something in Psalms 40. And if you don't get anything out of this message today, please get this. In Psalms 40, notice here what David said in verses 1 through verse number 3. David desired to be educated by God. He desired to be taught by God. He desired to be delivered by God. And this is what he done. In Psalms 40 and verse number 1, the Bible says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Oh, dear friend, what David is saying was that he was down. He was oppressed. He was full of life's woes. And he cried out and he waited for the Lord. He patiently waited. And in God's time, at God's precise time, the Lord lifted down and lifted him up out of that horrible pit. And you know what he did? He blessed David. He helped David. He delivered David. And he brought about a song of praise in the life of David. And all that was in the midst could hear and see his goodness. David learned. David learned. David was told. David was showed. David experienced. What did he do? He cried out. And then he waited. He waited. I don't know about you, but we sometimes have trouble waiting. We're an impatient lot. We want it now. But God's time is perfect time. God's time is perfect time. What about when David was in that pit? Oh, I can see a spiritual classroom commencing. And God was educating. And God was blessing. And God was helping. And when it was time for school to be out, he lifted him up. And sometimes when we're at our lowest, that we can sense God at his closest. She's an educator. She teaches children. It's a lot easier for her to teach them within the confines of a classroom than it is long distance. It's that closeness. It's that bond. It's that unity that we have with God that makes a difference in our lives. David was close to God. He was near to God. Listen, dear friends, my Lord, God, Jehovah, is not a figure on a throne in the eons of the heavens. But the Bible teaches us where there are two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst of us. He's here. He wants to bless us. He wants to help us. He wants to show us. But listen, he wants us to learn. He wants us to learn. I may not understand it all. You may not understand it all. But God has a purpose for it all. I remember when I was in school, teachers would stand and they would be teaching. I'd say, you know, being in the automotive business like what I'm aspiring to do, that ain't going to ever help me a bit. I'll never use that. But in the years, I have come to learn that through that education that seems so dreary and boring, now I can look back and see how there is an application and how that the formula has blessed me in so many ways. You see, the Lord God Almighty wants to work the same way in your life. He wants you to realize that He has a purpose. He wants you to realize that He has a plan. He wants you to realize that what He's showing you and revealing to you today can be applied to your life tomorrow. David said, teach me. Teach me. Teach me, God. You remember what the disciples said to Jesus? They said, Jesus, teach us to pray as John did his disciples. Oh, dear friends, let us have a desire in our heart for the Lord God Almighty to teach us, to reveal to us, to bring to us what it is that we need. You may not think that it may not be that useful to you now, but you never know what you may face tomorrow. I remember a long time ago, facing trial, hardship, and tribulation, I remember a passage of Scripture that we've never forgotten. In 1 Peter 5 and 7, it says that we're to cast our cares upon Him. You know why? Because He cares for us. He cares for you today. He wants the very best for you today. He wants to teach you today. Our question is this morning, are you teachable? Are you teachable? We all have what it takes to be taught. But before we can be taught anything today, we must ask Him to forgive. And to help us. You see, dear friends, when you and I are where we need to be, where God desires for us to be, life for us is much different. How many times have you heard us say, there's so many that are warming pews today that lives like a saint on Sunday and they live like hell on Monday? That tells me that they've not learned what God has desired to teach. If we leave today without doing what it is that God would have us to do, whether it be salvation, rededication, whatever the need may be, we can't blame God. We'll be at fault. Because you see, as we said before, I don't know much. I don't know much. But I do know this. I'd rather depart here with Him than without Him. David said, teach me. I don't believe David wanted to venture out of the kingdom without the Lord at his side. Listen, dear friends, you and I ought not be willing to get in our old cars and head home without having the Lord as the Lord of our. Let's stand to our feet. Never too old to learn. Never are we too old to learn. If you're here today and you desire to be educated, the teacher of teachers is in our midst today. The educator of educators is among us this morning. A lot of people says, well, he or she is ignorant. Well, you know, the word ignorance just means uninformed. You see here, dear friends, we can be informed today. Today, we can allow our Lord and Savior to teach us in the ways in which we should go. I'm thankful this morning that I don't go it alone. I'm thankful today that I have a roadmap in this word, and that I have divine guidance through the Lord, and I have someone that I can consult with who consults with me every moment of every day. I know that. And I'm thankful for that. If you need that, you're at the right place. Class is in session. Jesus is willing, and praise His glorious name, He is able. If you have a need to come today, please do.